It doesn't matter what you research. It doesn't matter who gives you an answer. But if you're not willing to absorb it and then do something about it, right? That's a you problem. That's not a wealth generating problem. That's all you.
It's bro, that's deep. I love that.
Thank you, my bro. Hey guys, this is Lucky from the Money Tribe. Firstly, I want to welcome you. This is the channel that you are going to get excited with. If it's anything to do with money, financial success, or everything in between, this is a no-hold-bars conversation piece about it. Now, this is the episode one, and to start episode one, we're going to do it really, really big. We've got the man, Kenan here, the CEO and founder of AIMS.
Thank you, Lucky. Thanks for having me. It's absolute honor. I'm actually probably one of the most exciting podcasts to be involved in.
I'm excited to be with you, man. It's one of those things that you know, our relationship has been early, but it's we've formed a bit of a brotherhood. And man, I'm excited to kind of just dive deep and let's get it.
I've had so many chats with so many different types of people. You know, when I get approached and you know, they ask me for a tip or we get talking about, you know, how to take the first steps into either investing or purchasing or in general wealth building.
Sure.
And sometimes when I start those discussions with certain people, depending on the person, a lot of the most common retorts I get is Kenan, I don't earn enough to invest.
See, this pisses me off already. Like, I want to stop you there before you keep going, because now you're like, I think it stems from relationship with money to begin with. Mm. By someone saying that they don't have enough income or enough savings or whatever the case may be, is number one, their belief system, right? And the second thing is belief in themselves and seeking professional advice to go, all right, cool, have you thought about doing this? And I'll give you an example, right? I had a client and he was just like, my income is not enough. And I was just like, let's dig. Income is not enough for what? Mind you, this guy's income is 120 Gs.
Wow, okay.
Right?
Yep.
Single, and he's like, it's still not enough. And I'm just like, you're right, what do you want to buy? I want to buy a $2 million, your first time buyer, I want a $2 million property. I've got some savings, still not enough. And I'm going to go, okay, let's now dig. All right, you can't do that. So you keep saying that your income is not enough. Income is not enough for what? To buy a property, to buy an owner-occupied property that you want to live in, but yet you could still probably buy with the savings that you have, the income that you have, 4 or 5 really good passive properties, maybe 1 or 2 for capital growth and the remaining for yield. But you don't want to listen like to me, or you don't want to listen to people that actually has your best interest. Yet you listen to the guy on IG that you don't know what their background is or what their family has or how they've you know, accrued that, and then go, I just can't do it. I think the biggest thing that you've said right now is, you know, my income is not enough, my savings is not enough. It's just like, okay, but let's take it back. Like, did you know you could buy a house for like 25 G's? Do you know that?
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know 25 G's.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Contribution, you can go 30,000. 100%.
Wow.
You could buy, literally, you can get 95% LVR. Now, a lot of banks are doing 95% now on investment properties. 35,000 can get you a really, really good yield security. You know, in a cheaper state, not saying crap state, I'm just saying cheaper state, because yes, you've got to be open to looking at those states to acquire your first property. And then going, but still you compare it to saying, oh, I need still $100,000 to go buy, you know, the owner occupied house so I could tell my friends I bought $1 million house that you probably can't afford.
And I'd say another common one. And,
Jay's like nodding his head here.
You know, like,
he's just like, I didn't even know that.
Man, I didn't even know that too, to be honest with you. I'm gonna send a few people that I know over to you, man, because, you know, I really believe in, you know, when you said, you know, if you don't put it to work in the right way, right, or any positive way, you end up spending it. That's me.
Man, welcome to the club, bro.
That's literally me. If I never ever, like, if I never put it in the right areas, I would have spent it every single time, 100% of the time. But another common one is, like, you know, oh, should I be rent vesting, right? Or as an example, say for example, someone's doing really well, you know, they have to pay themselves super. They pay themselves super and they just believe it's just one of those taxes. They look at super as one of those taxes. Like say, for example, a self-employed, and I can tell you I was one of those for a long time, right? Self-employed, you know, we're doing well. Accountant keeps on saying, Kenan, I hope you're paying yourself super. I hope you're paying yourself super. In my head, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just looked at it like just it was just another tax, right?
Sure.
Until learning a little bit more about self-managed super funds.
Yeah.
Putting your money to work, right? Mm-hmm. And if you looked at, like, if I had a better perception or a better view on that, I could have done a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
that's a savings account, right?
Yeah.
There's so many different ways. I feel as though that knowledge, it's hard to get that knowledge out there, Lucky.
I'll tell you right now, like, let's talk about SMSF. In you know, just as a conversation, right? A lot of people go, I don't want to invest in like my super in property, but they're failing to understand that cash is an asset class sitting inside, and you know, if you have an SMSF account, right? This is going back. I'm not going to go hardcore into finances, but I'll go into just money. Head, like today's just money head, right? You go, well, you know, if something goes wrong with the property, I'll lose that money. Okay, cool. But you don't think that if, for example, an industry fund, you know, did poorly, you'd also lose money too. The movement of cash to property is just an asset class move. If you want to go back to cash or liquid assets, you sell the physical asset of a property to then return it back to a liquid asset of cash. And I think a lot of people go, oh, I've spent that money, it disintegrates. It's like, no, it hasn't gone anywhere. All it's done is transformed itself from liquid to brick to real, and then back to liquid, then back to shares, so on and so forth. It's just transferring of asset classes. That's all it is.
And I know, you know, as the subscribers and the fans start to follow this channel, I know you're going to take a deep dive in all of those different segments.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And I know that you're
I'm ready, man.
You're hell bent on really guiding people on how to have a good relationship with money, how to think forward, and that's what excites me about this channel. You know, from a financial aspect, right? Even let's say, for example, I'll give you an example. You know, you use the gym analogy, and I could resonate with that because I feel like I've done well on a financial level, knock on wood, you know. However, you know, there's certain circumstances on a health level, you know what I mean? I just buckle. I don't have that discipline, right? But I want to take the audience through like this sequence of steps, okay? And it's an interesting one because it's like a habit, and I feel like, you know, I might be doing well on a financial level, and I see so many people doing well on a health level, right? They treat their body like a temple. They're very disciplined. Like their health well-being is tip top.
Sure.
But every time I've dived into the gym world and looking after my body, and I'd be like to my wife, you know, that's it. You know, I'm gonna go to the gym next week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, everyone's like all motivated, you know, yeah. And, you know, babe, I'll make you some healthy lunch and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I'll go get some multivitamins. So you get in that chain of thought and you say, okay, cool. Like you get motivated. Yeah, you get motivated. So like right now, all the guys that are listening, guys, girls, everyone who's listening, they're like, yeah, I want to take the first steps. And then what you do is you go shopping. And you go, okay, cool. I need my multivitamins. I need a bag for the gym.
Yeah, I need protein shakes.
And I need protein shakes. And I need, because I've done this, yeah? And I also need new gym gear. So like I need like new shoes. And I've got another pair of shoes because I've tried to go gym before. And you get kitted up and you get your meal prep ready. And then you're like, okay, cool. You sign up to the gym. You go the first day and you just break the discipline. Sure. You don't go the next day and it just withers away. A lot of people, what I believe in on a financial level, and investing and taking the first, it's so hard to take this first step because how do you take the first step? Do you get what I'm saying? To the person sitting out there right now watching this podcast, and they're like, "Far, this is all sounds good. Lucky, you know what you're talking about, right?" But like, okay, cool. Yeah, you can get high yields and you can make, capital growth and SMSF and all of that sort of stuff. But like, what do I do? How do I go find that property that has 7% yield? How do I organize a self-managed super fund without getting ripped off? How do I do whatever you're talking about, Lucky? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's not really commonplace knowledge. Like right now, if you want to do your tax returns, who do you go to?
Accountant.
Cool. If you want to go fix your car, who do you go to?
Depending if it's an EV, but mechanic. Sure.
Cool. If you want to do marketing, who do you go to?
Ames.
Can-Am. Ames. But the point is, it's fairly known, right?
Yeah, of course.
But if I want to build wealth and start investing, who do I go to? Give me a title. See what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the title, bro?
I don't know.
Exactly, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You don't go to a real estate agent.
Well, that's where the money tribe exists, right? Is that this conversation?
That's exactly right. This is why.
Even me, I was just like, bro, you, what? I was like, huh?
Yeah, but you know, Lucky, this is when we first met, and your passion to help people like buck the trend, right? Sure. Like it's like you, the courage of your conviction. Like no. Like if people are guided the right way, they're gonna make it. Right?
Yeah, of course.
And like, there's no title for that, right? There's like I know for a fact people don't know where to go. Like, do you just go see your finance? Because I know you've done finance broking, but this is like more than that finance broking. Because you can go to 99% of finance brokers, they're just talking to you about an interest rate and
you
a big
four bank,
right?
You can go to the bank and do the same thing.
You don't go to a real estate agent because, look, my relationship with real estate agents isn't great, but, you know, they're just going to try to flog you off a home. Doesn't matter what the purpose is, right? If you say the purpose is to live in, yeah, that's a good idea. And if it's in the vest, yeah, that's a good idea too. And I like this area. Yeah, I like this area too, right? So, like, where do you go? So this is what I mean by, the beauty about what you're going to be sharing.
Yeah.
This year, like, it makes me super excited, and I feel like it's a privilege that I got to tee off this first episode.
I appreciate that.
You know, I know moving forward, I know what your process is. I know what your mentality is, and your mentality is about sharing the knowledge first, right? Before making decisions, before risking anything, you spoke about calculated risk. You spoke about mitigating risk, right? And what I love about that is you're always going to help the audience understand what they're up for. And then I know that you're going to guide them, right? So can you speak on like this space of, you know, the first step? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, go speak to Lucky, right? But what are the first steps? Like they, what you're saying resonates to them. A lot of people say, go research. What's your fundamentals? Like, what are you, if you were to be preaching to the audience to say, hey, look, if what I say makes sense, what should they be looking at? Should they start having a relationship with what? Should they start looking into how they spend their own money? Like money management. Like, what's your first step?
The first
baby step, right? It's like, you know, when you said go to the gym and go on the treadmill for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, before you go start trying to lift 300 kilos, right? Go do 10 minutes on the treadmill. And as people have advised me that, what's your first steps for people to do?
I think the very, very...
Outside of subscribe.
I think outside first, the very, very first step that I would do is to look in the mirror and literally ask the same question that you would go to the gym and be like, how's my money head? That's the very, very first thing, because it doesn't matter what you research. It doesn't matter who gives you an answer. I give you an answer. Your parents give you an answer. Maybe a trusted financial advisor gives you the answer. But if you're not willing to absorb it and then do something about it, right? Then you have that's a you problem. That's not a wealth generating problem. That's all you. I'll give you an example. What you said really resonates with me.
Bro, that's deep. I love that.
Thank you, my bro. So if you go to the gym, you put all your, you know, you put your all your gear and you're like, okay, cool, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Let's go. The back of your head, you go, all right, sweet. I need someone to kind of push me. If you need a mentor, this is the channel for it. We'll be the mentor behind you that goes, okay, cool, do one more rep. understand what that looks like. Before you go into a rep though, you kind of G yourself up and go, cool, I'm ready to go there. I'm prepared to go to the gym. This is what I'm trying to do. It's the same thing with money, same thing with finances. You're like, okay, cool. My intent is to do X with the tool of money, right? I think that's the very, very first step, because everything else is just going to be noise. And then the moment that you don't question that self, you'll be questioning everyone around you. And then you'll be looking in the mirror going, why didn't I action any of those things? And you probably have got some crazy advice over the years. Like, this channel is just going to support that. And thank you for subscribing. That's good. But, you know, this channel is going to support that. But what is your money head like? Because that's the biggest thing that we talk to people about. Like, someone that's earning 120 grand, someone that's earning 50,000, someone that's earning 200, 35 grand, 40 grand. Like, how's your relationship with you and money? When that is clear, you'll move heaven and hell to do what you need to do to achieve what you want to achieve and to have a very, very clear intent on how to achieve it. Then everything around you becomes very, very clear. And everyone around you who genuinely wants to help, we want to help, or whoever you trust wants to help you, you'll absorb it properly and go, okay, cool, that sounds like a game plan, versus going, that sounds like bullshit. Suddenly, you're still with your parents at 45 going, man, everyone is bullshit. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and going, no, it's actually not the people around you. It's you. And the moment that you start having accountability with money is the moment that your mindset does shift. So the first thing that we say is, even now with our meeting, the first thing that we have with people, how's your money head? And they're like, how's my money head? Yeah, like, how's your money head? Like, how's your head with money? And they're like, what are you talking about, Lucky? And I'm just like, yeah, what's your relationship with it? They're like, oh yeah, I earn it, I save it, I'm cool. I'm like, all right, sweet. And do you want to do something better with that? Yeah, I do. Okay, cool, so what's your intention with it? I don't know. All right, cool. Are you open to seeing what the intention looks like? Yeah, I guess so. No. Do you want to know what it could be? If not, I guess so. It's like a yes or a no. You either go to the gym or you don't. You don't drive to the gym and sit in your car after having pre-workouts and going, okay, cool, I'm at the gym. No, you still have to go inside the gym. So it's not about like, I guess so. It's like, yeah, I want something better for myself. I want something better for my family. What does the next step actually look like? Then information becomes clearer.
Mm. Bro, that's deep. I love it. Because what it is you're talking about the foundation. Because it's your mind, right? Of course. You have to actually take control over your mind.
Do.
And that will help you take control over your life. I've got two things.
Oh.
All right. Because again, like I've mentioned a couple of things, you know, I don't earn enough and self-managed super fun. But there's two common things, because, you know, I have a lot of relatives that have come, you know, my background is Syrian.
Oh, cool.
Syria went through a lot of turmoil in the country and a lot of immigrants came to Australia. And I know on an immigration level, you know, people that arrive here, you know, some of the things that I've really sort of worked with the community with is, you know, not for them not to fall in that typical trap, right? And feel hopeless in a way where I'm an immigrant, there's not much I can do except just wake up, go work, come home, and get stuck in that rut, sure. Right? I'm a solutions guy, right? I never ever accept that's it. Like, that's not it. Right? Go find out more. And I know you've done a lot of work with immigrants and people that have come to Australia, started their life, got a good job, started working, and you've worked closely with immigrants to really help them get their first loan, get a property, get them on that track. That's my first question. And my second question is, this is a very common one. The property market's so inflated, right? And it's, you know, it's going to crash and it's going to crash and it's too late to invest now.
Mm.
It's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to me about both of those? Because I know you've done a lot of work with immigrants, and then also, like, there's always, you have this mindset of there's always an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a no-brainer to you. Like we've debated about Sydney and you're like, yeah, and who cares? Who cares about Sydney?
Yeah.
There's outside of Sydney.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Talk well, let's go. So, yes, you're correct. So I've worked a lot with the migrant community. I've also worked with the people that's not migrants. What I like to do is work with people who has an understanding of bettering the situation. You know, migrants are not people who doesn't have financial literacy and wants a second opinion. Usually comes from second opinions and go, wow, that's actually completely different to what I've heard. And I'm just like, yes, it's actually so far from what you've heard that it usually piques interest. And they're like, so what do you mean by that? And then we kind of go on and then talk about planning and how to do it and what to acquire and then so on and so forth. In regards to the property market being inflated, there's heaps of statements here. The first one is, which part of Australia is your question? Is inflated.
All right, so I'll give you an example. Sydney, like, man, a lot of our barbecues and our coffee chats with the boys and my friends and family, you know, is, man, like, you know, it's too hard to get into the property market in Sydney. It's just gone, it's so inflated. That's sure. One. And then the second one is the Brisbane market. Because sure. I saw the Brisbane market maybe 8 years ago. There was a big flurry of people investing in Brisbane, right?
Yeah. And Brisbane didn't move for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, for the longest time.
Yeah.
You acquired something in Brisbane maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago. And only now you're really seeing capital growth in that.
Yeah. But now it's grown.
Yeah,
and I feel like, are they right? Has it inflated to the point where now it's sort of the boom's gone?
Yeah. I want to go back to money head. I want to keep referring back to this, yeah? You go, it's too inflated, right, to you. Some people are still buying 30, 40, 50, 60 million dollar properties. People still has the movement to buy those securities. You got a strong look at yourself again and going, what can I buy with what I've got currently? What can I acquire with something I've got currently? Because someone has pointed in your family's head, with all due respect, to saying, buy in Sydney. It's just like, okay, cool. Well, let's think outside the box for a minute now and just go, with my income, where else can I buy? All right, cool. There's South Australia. There's Perth. Perth is blowing up like crazy. You've got low record numbers for approvals. So that's driving yields like no tomorrow. You got record numbers of migrants coming to Australia, looking at this place like a safe haven, and we don't have enough properties to fulfill that demand. There's a lot of great things happening in Australia, the property market. I think the question needs to be is, what can you do with it based on your own situation? There's macro economies, there's micro economies. I'll give you another example. Brisbane, yes. Now you would look at Brisbane and go, Brisbane is too expensive. I can't get inside there. But we haven't even looked at the micro markets in those Brisbane. You know, and we're talking about micro markets, type of securities, commercial, townhouses, apartments. What's blowing up? Where's the opportunity there?
Yeah.
Right? That's where we'd start to see and start to look for. Same thing in Perth. You know, Perth had a nice little run up. Everyone that you spoke to are talking about Perth like I've missed out on the boat. You haven't missed out on the boat because you don't even know what boat you're on. That's you don't even know what boat you're
right,
on, bro.
You're right. I'm guilty of that.
And then you're like, oh, look, I'm going to go do a 60-foot yacht. It's just like, it's all right, man. You're going to get there one day, but you can't afford a 60-foot yacht. Stop looking at it. Yeah, but you could afford this 20-foot yacht. That's pretty good too.
Yep.
Yeah? Jump on that. Yeah? It's not about missing the boat. It's about
getting
knowing what boat you have to get on.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's actually pretty much it. Going inside Brisbane, going inside even parts of Sydney. Okay, cool. Sydney's expensive. Not going to deny that. Yeah. There's parts regional. There's parts in Newcastle. Type parts of Wollongong. Types of securities that, you know, should be looked at. But people are only looking at houses. And I'm like, okay, cool. So you don't want to look at townhouses? You don't look at apartments? Why don't you want to look there? Because someone told you that, you know, houses is it. And you know what? For the people that could afford it, fantastic. So what else can you buy? You can't go in those markets? Okay, cool. Well, let's look at other states to see what you can get into then. All right, cool. Park your money there. Yeah? You have 30, 40, 50 grand laying around doing nothing. You're probably going to spend that on clubbing anyway. You might as well park it somewhere else, see what that looks like, grow from that, right? Liquidate it, and then go buy, you know, the product you want in the next couple of years. At least, therefore, it's parked. It's good to go. That's That's the biggest statement that I'll go through.
I love it. Guys, if you're liking what Lucky's talking about, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Press the bell button at the bottom.
If you like both, subscribe too.
That too. Lucky, I'm going to round off this chat, and it's been an absolute pleasure. Like, you know, I hope you get me on one more time, because there's so much I'd love to keep drilling you about, man.
Let's go.
But I'm going to round off this chat with, you know, talking about, you know, you've built an infrastructure, and I admire what you've done so much, because it's very true to your character, which is sort of in line with how you've branded this channel and this movement. I feel like this movement, the Money Tribe, I feel like you've got that tribal characteristic, like my tribe, like we together, we're going to get there together. You will help guide, lead, you know, under your supervision, they're safe and they're going to get to where they want. I love it, right?
Appreciate
and I feel
that.
Like you've also built this infrastructure on an entrepreneurial level, right? To assist with and facilitate all of this stuff.
Sure.
For people that have a real proper desire. But what I love is, you know, your character about also qualifying people, making people look in the mirror, right? But can you touch on this infrastructure that you've worked to build, right? To assist, because it's fucking hard to do, right?
Of course.
Like knowing where to invest, how to invest, how to get money, what to do. But you've done all the groundwork and you've built this infrastructure. Can you touch on that for me?
As in touch on the businesses that
yeah, man, this okay. infrastructure, you and your yeah, team, like the Money Tribe team, mate, you guys are an outfit, man.
Yeah,
like I've met
that.
The team, I've met Jacka, I've met Hannes, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, look like...
Man, like the it's genuine.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Like, we go back to our mission, vision, and our values. And wherever you see in any of that is about empowerment. And we empower people to just do. And that carries on any DNA that we do. So we have a finance business. So we run a mortgage broking business, Finance Better. It was used to called Lucky Money before, but now we call that Finance Better. It's home loans, residential loans, exact like investments, the whole thing. Yeah, we do a lot of self-employed, a lot of low doc, a lot of full doc, so on and so forth. Major banks, minor banks, second tier, etc. And then we've got Property Avenue, which is a sourcing arm. So that sources the investment properties, a buyer's agency. We actually do existing as well as new, which is not a lot of people do that. And we also look for other investment opportunities. So a lot of developers do come to us and we source development land to subdiv. And we are actually in both Bali and Thailand for investment opportunities. So that and all of those stuff, just so we're clear here, has been accidental. Like I fell into finance as an accident, just so we're clear here. You know, we got into property purely as an accident. Like this wasn't, it was an accident, and then we made it very, very intentful, and we go, okay, cool, this is how we're going to do it, this is how we're going to run it, etc. I think the Money Tribe, what we wanted to do is collate all the stuff that we've learned, that I've learned, into a platform that we could just have a conversation about. You don't have to use us as a buyer's agency, you don't even have to use us as a broker, that's okay. As long as you get something out of this, as long as you could be empowered, then we have then fulfilled our mission and vision, which is to empower. And I think that's really, really important, because whilst I'd love everyone to be a client of finance or be a client of buyer's agency, not everyone can be helped, whether it's your mindset shift or something personal that has to be fixed first. You know, we can't help everyone. And if we got 10,000 clients tomorrow, whilst that'd be fantastic, it, you know, we'd probably have some delays on helping every single person. However, this conversation allows you to then go, oh, maybe I should have a conversation. Maybe I should have a strong look in the mirror and go, my situation actually isn't too bad, even though my head says it is. And the Money Tribe is a group, a collective, a clique, a gang of empowerment. We get inspired by the people that we talk to. I get inspired by yourself. I get inspired by people out there. And I think we also want to inspire, because when we talk to clients and we start having those conversations, they're like, how come I haven't seen this somewhere else? And I'm just like, because it's because number one, you're not probably looking for it. And the second thing is your money head isn't there. And the third thing is there's a lot of distorted information out there. You go to TikTok, like everyone's like, you know, professionals in finance, but they haven't really walked the walk or the path, and they haven't really understood what that then looks like. So the Money Tribe here is to create that platform to be like, ah, cool, man, I get it. This is the clique that I fuck with.
Love it, man. I'm super excited. Again, follow our socials, follow the socials, the Money Tribe, follow this YouTube channel, subscribe. I know you're going to go about this very differently to how other people are doing it. You know, a lot of people have industry people that talk, which to me sometimes, you know, it's a bit confusing because I don't fully comprehend everything. You know, you're going to go about it a little bit different and be getting different guests.
I found inspiration in people who's gone through the journey. And there's nothing wrong with, and there's nothing wrong with industry people. I've got a lot of love for the industry. I've got a lot of love for, like, you know, thought leaders in the industry. That's fine. But I guess what inspires me is seeing a client, you know, first gen from Zimbabwe, come here, you know, be professionals, acquire multiple properties and going, I got goosebumps talking about that, and going, how did they do that? That's the stuff that inspires me.
That's why, honestly, like, you know, I'm so, so glad we're part of this journey with you, and I'm overly excited to see what the next episode looks like too. I'm already a fan. Congratulations, Lucky.
Appreciate
and the whole
you.
Money Tribe team.
Yes, sir.
Keep pumping out this content, bro. Thank you so much
Thank
for your
you,
time.
Man.
Thanks for having me on. It's been an absolute
pleasure. I appreciate
you,
bro.
Thank you, my bro.
Yes, sir.